from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They are about to begin a crucial 20-game stretch, maybe the toughest 20-game stretch of anybody in baseball, beginning with the Philadelphia Phillies. And to talk some more baseball, we're excited to have Cody Decker from Mad Dog Sports Radio, obviously former big leaguer. Well, you're on BetQL. I see you on FS1. You're everywhere, man. What's going on?
I'm everywhere and nowhere. It's awesome. Love that about me.
How's Vegas?
Dude, Vegas is great. I love coming to Vegas. Any chance I get the opportunity, especially specifically here to Circa. Like, I've known Derek Stevens for years, and, you know, I got to know him as a minor leaguer when he used to own the 51s, and I used to come into town and beat the hell out of the 51s, and he didn't like that. So one night he tried to get me really drunk, and thinking that he was going to somehow mess me up. I went like 4-for-4 the next day, and then we've been friends ever since. And so, you know, getting to see what he's done to downtown Vegas and everything here, man, I just love it here.
It's changed a lot. Crazy. This area changed a lot.
Oh, crazy, right?
15 years.
Like, I'm not a strip guy. You can't get me to go to the strip all that often. But downtown Old Vegas, oh, man, you're screaming my language, people.
I saw, it seemed like on your show, you and Michelle was running down during breaks to do the slot machine. And then our show ended, and you guys were definitely done. And I still saw her at the slot machine. I think she might just genuinely be a slots player.
So this is going to be a topic on the show today. Michelle has a problem. and I didn't know how serious the problem was. Every single break yesterday, she went down to the slots. Four floors, by the way. We have a 4-minute commercial break, and she's running down playing the slots. Comes, by the way, during our show, she made $200. The night before, she made $2,000.
Whoa!
Last night, she was up another couple of grand. Our show ended at noon here on the west side. Well, you know, we're not on the west coast, but you know, Pacific Coast time. 10 p.m. is when I found her at the slots last night.
Again? I saw her.
I will admit, I know of an hour break she took because I was able to convince her to go to dinner with me and our producers. I'm like, all right, get up. We are going to dinner. We went to Barry's Steakhouse downstairs.
Oh, place is great.
And then I went down to meet up with all the people at the Radio Row thing, and Michelle went back to the blackjack table where I found her because we were playing blackjack for about an hour before we went to dinner because she took a break from the slots. And now,
to play a different game.
And then at 10 p.m., I come back. I'm like, and I start hunting around. I'm like, is it possible Michelle is still playing the slot? Found her exactly at the slot machine she's been playing. And she was like, dude, I'm winning. I'm like, in her eyes.
She's up a couple grand easy.
She has made my salary. And I don't understand how the rich keep getting richer. It's just it's horrific.
Yeah, it's just how
I need that money. She does not.
Oh. Well, but those are the Royals, you know, since at least that's the case. Look, there's no real way to transition from that, other than Michelle has a problem, and we'll get her help.
We're going to tell. Oh no, she's going down to the slot machine between every segment today.
Because the last time we had you on the show was at Radio Row in Vegas, and that day we were like, the only way we're not talking Chiefs is if Bobby Wood Jr. gets an extension. That day
he
got an extension that day, and we're like, oh, this sets up the future, and we like what they're doing in the offseason.
We didn't think the future would be this year.
I will freely admit, neither did I, and I'm thrilled to have been wrong about that.
What do you mean? How? We know they're real. I mean, we're in August here. There's no quite, are they real or anything like that? There's nothing fluky. But when you've watched them play, what stands out the most, and do you believe this team ultimately does make the postseason?
I think they're going to make the postseason. It's going to be a battle, as you mentioned, the gauntlet that they got. They got the Twins coming up. They got the Yankees coming up. They got the Phillies right now. They got the Guardians twice. And, you know, as much as we've been sitting here criminally under-discussing the Royals, I apologize, Kansas City, for saying this. We've also criminally under-discussed how good the Guardians have been this year. I mean, in a national talking point, they are not discussed at all. At least the Royals have a star in Bobby Witt Jr. Like, if I go around Vegas right now, name a player on the Guardians, they won't know the
They'll
Guardians
say Shane
are a base.
Bieber, who's been out for the entire
They will
year.
Say who are the Guardians. Wow, well, they will say. I mean, that's what their first thing's. It's just, it's wild. And this team, it's actually the Bobby Witts of the world, obviously having an unbelievable year, but it's everyone around him. I mean, MJ Melendez is, you know, hitting just above 200, but he's got what, 18 home runs, or you know, Renfro's got 11 bombs. You know, obviously everything Salvi's doing right now, he's got 22 home runs and 275 roughly.
Yeah,
Everybody's pulling their weight, and everybody's playing good. Just honestly, everybody's just playing solid baseball. And that's a much more difficult thing to ask of a full team than you think. I mean, the White Sox, they're easy to punch down to right now. But that is a team of Major League Baseball players. Like, they are not bad baseball players. They're playing awful this season, historically awful. But their talent level is not that much beneath everyone else in this league. It's just, that's baseball. Baseball's wild this way. And the Royals, man, I am loving everything I'm saying. And we saw it last year. You just need to get in. We had a World Series last year with the Diamondbacks and the Texas Rangers.
That's what we've been saying. I mean,
we all remember
2014 in Kansas City, of course, and just get in the dance with the starting pitching that they have.
Exactly.
I know, where are you at on Lugo? Because people are concerned in Kansas City right now. He's pitching at all-star level.
Yeah.
He's had some issues here recently, career high in innings.
Yes.
That's a real thing.
It's a real thing, and he's had a lot of injury history over the last several years, and he hasn't had this success since he was with the Mets maybe 5 years ago. So I am worried about the innings that he's thrown just because of the injury factor and the age of it. But, man, if he keeps going out there and doing what he's been doing, I mean, there is no reason. Let's not sit here and pretend that the 2015 Royals was the offensive juggernaut in the history of baseball. It simply was not.
No, they were good offense.
They were a solid offense, but their pitching was borderline God tier. And because of that pitching, they won a World Series. It's honestly the reason why I'm so disappointed that the Seattle Mariners. The Seattle Mariners should be the 2015 Royals, but somehow they can't even put together a decent offense.
In fairness, like in 2014, that was when Ned almost got fired, reportedly, and then he found a way to turn it around. Scott Service went the other way.
Yeah, and then
after the All-Star break,
and 2016,
he got himself fired instead.
In 2016, I was there when Ned broke his hand in spring training. That was weird.
Ned's such a, like, look, I covered the team full-time. I think I covered you in spring training probably in that year.
That
I used to go down to spring training during that time. Ned's just a, like, when he fell out of a tree, and then there's this whole, like, Ned almost died in a field stuff, and then the bees, and then the moon stuff.
It's
got a million stories.
It's not that he broke his hand. It was how he broke his hand. It was wild. They brought in like this motivational speaker, who was
like karate
chopping
stuff.
Who was
or whatever.
No? I wish that I was joking. That's what this man was doing. Yeah. This man was like ripping phone books. He's like, if you believe I could rip this phone book, I believe you guys can win another World Series. He rips the phone book. There was like, yeah. I'm like, what is happening? Like, this is nuts. And then they bring Ned up, and they're like, if you believe your manager could punch through this brick, it was like five bricks, like that scene at the end of the karate tournament at Sidekick. It was really weird. And he punched through the brick, and we're like. And I just kept asking, why is any of this happening?
What's going on?
And Ned broke his hand on the brick. But he broke the brick.
But he broke the brick, so he gets the win.
Didn't make the playoffs that season.
No, but they were a decent team.
They were a decent team. I got traded 2 weeks into the season. I'm just bitter.
So let me ask the question about like all the players and stuff you've been around, because there was a really good story last night. I don't know if you saw this. You've been around Salvador Perez because you run all those spring trainings.
What a guy.
Last night, he saw kids playing wiffle ball in a neighborhood and then just stopped and played with them for an hour.
That's my
Because
guy.
I feel like he's just one of those guys that be like, he loves baseball so much, you have to drag him away from this sport in a way very few guys have to be drug away from it.
There just aren't enough Salvies in baseball. Like, Salvi was that guy when I was only with the team for, 2 months in spring training, and then I broke camp with the team, technically, and then they informed me when I got to Kansas City that I'm going to Omaha.
Oh,
and really fun feeling that was. But
That's
it was
a tough one.
No, don't worry. But here's the thing. Salvi was, even though I was only around him for 2 months, like, that's just who he was. He carries himself. He's a different guy. He just carries himself differently. He walks around. You can't help but follow this guy. If he wants to be a manager tomorrow, he will be a manager tomorrow. Like, he commands that much respect. And man, that's awesome to hear that. That's so cool. I dig that.
We're talking to Cody Decker from Mad Dog Sports Radio here from Circa Resort and Casino Ultimate Contest Weekend. Salvador Perez, while we're talking about him, if he gets in the postseason, does that get him over the hump to get in the Hall of Fame. We've said he needs more postseason moments for some people, I think, out there. You know, because right now, I think he should get in, but at the same time, I also recognize that I believe he needs to play at this level for another couple of years.
It's
going to
be close.
Some postseason experience.
Like, I don't think he's going to be a first balloter, but I think he's going to be a guy that will eventually get in the Hall of Fame. Like right now, everybody's having the argument about Joey Votto. Joey Votto is a Hall of Famer. Period. Stop. There's no question about it. In my opinion, he's the first ballot Hall of Famer. But the fact that we're even arguing about that makes me go like, all right, Salvi's going to take a couple of years, even though I firmly believe he will be a Hall of Famer.
I think that like being with one team really does help him because people are just going to like that feeling. Like, look at this guy. Stuck it out the whole time.
Yeah.
One franchise since he was 16 years old. That's going to help him.
There's something there's something weirdly nostalgic about it. It's a throwback. Nobody plays for one team anymore, especially a team. And I mean, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn by saying especially a team that does not have the history of spending money the way the Royals have, even though modern day is seemingly a different case. But, man, it's very cool to see. Keep in mind just the amount of names that have played with the Royals, especially through those years. I mean, Eric Hosmer played for a few more teams. Moustakas played for like five more teams. Like,
Kane played for at least one more.
Yeah, they had a core group of guys. Only one stayed throughout the entire thing. And you can make the argument that Salvi's like now played for four different generations of the Kansas City Royals, it seems like.
He played for the original Bad Royals, the World Series run Royals, the second Bad run Royals, and now the Bobby Wood Jr.
It's incredible. Like, truly, who has got this type of longevity these days?
Honestly, he's getting better. That's what's
especially
confusing me.
The other thing, it's also the guy's a catcher. His body should not – he shouldn't be able to walk right now at this point. And the guy has got the fountain of youth. Also, his size, like a guy that big that catches and catches that well, by the way. Salvador Perez, love you. Please never stop playing baseball.
Cody, before we let you go, real quick, just you said you think they make the postseason.
I do.
Who do they not want to see if it's a wild card round and they got to go on the road, even though – in a best of three series, I do like the Royals' rotation against anybody in that spot. But who do you want to avoid? Do you think?
No, it depends on who they're going to be set up with. I'm okay with them being set up with whoever has a bye. I think if they meet up with, what I don't want to see them happen is like them meeting up against the Astros. It doesn't mean I don't think they can beat the Astros. I do think they can beat the Astros. I think they're better than the Astros. I don't think the Astros are particularly a great team this year, but October we'll see what happens. I like the idea of them facing somebody with the bye because I firmly think that the bye is a punishment for the best teams in Major League Baseball. Who's come out of 5 days off and just swung the bats like they know what they're doing? No one. It's been an Achilles heel for the Dodgers. It's been an Achilles heel for the Phillies, the Yankees. I think the Yankees need to finish second place so they don't have to deal with the bye. I think that momentum for an offensively minded team like that is going to be huge. If they can face one of those, if they end up facing the Yankees with the bye, I think it's the best possible scenario for the Kansas City Royals.
Cody Decker, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Appreciate you stopping by, man. Enjoy the rest of the time in Vegas.
Oh, I got to pull Michelle off a machine right now so we can actually do the show.
Do you think if I was up a couple grand, Cody, would you let me just stay down there for a little bit?
I just
want
a piece of your action.
Deal.
You know, just give me a piece of the action, and then, keep heading down.
Make the argument. I gave him the chips. That should be half my money.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Exactly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.